Just to look up at Henry Johnson and realize what he did for us as our soldiers do for us today, but so heroically, and to feel so good that he is finally getting the recognition he deserves Tuesday at the White House.
Senator Schumer laid a wreath at the Sergeant Henry Johnson Monument in the park. Schumer told the gathering he had visited the monument many times during his 16-year effort to secure the long-awaited recognition and make right what he called a century-old wrong.
It is just an amazing day, and it's the kind of day that gives you faith in this country. Because unlike every other country, America corrects its mistakes. And here we had veterans of every race, religion, creed, and color, of all ages, veterans of all wars, all from the Capital Region, coming together and making this possible. And it makes me proud of the Capital Region and proud to be an American.
Henry Johnson suffered 21 wounds and rescued a fellow soldier while single-handedly repelling an enemy raid in France in 1918. He and 17-year-old fellow soldier Needham Roberts received the French military's highest recognition, the Croix de Guerre. In February of 1919, the Harlem Hellfighters returned to New York for a parade up Fifth Avenue, and Johnson returned to Albany, where historians say he died destitute in 1929 at age 32. A big break in the initiative to procure the Medal of Honor for Johnson came when uploaded printed materials began appearing on the searchable internet. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan.
Without Senator Schumer's office, I don't think we would be standing here. It was one of his aides, one of his staffers, who really dug through and went back. Like, it was a cold case, but using new technology, came back and really searched and searched and found the evidence that was needed to make this day possible.
That staffer was able to locate documents which provided the evidence needed to get legislation passed through both houses of Congress to waive the 5-year statute of limitations on the Medal of Honor award so that it could be bestowed on Henry Lincoln Johnson.
The military clearly has very strict rules. I mean, the Medal of Honor is the highest honor that one can earn, and so there needs to be contemporaneous evidence of the heroism that earns this very distinguished medal. And it was really the tenacity of a number of people who said that they weren't going to let this go. You know, the only reason that he did not get this medal at the time that he came home was because of the racism that existed, because of the fact that he wasn't even able to fight under his own country's flag. And so this is really, very important for Henry Johnson, but it's also symbolic. It's important to an entire community.
Sheehan and Schumer will join several dignitaries on hand for the formal Medal of Honor Award ceremony Tuesday morning in Washington, D.C. Johnson has no living relatives. Command Sergeant Major Lewis Wilson of the National Guard will be in D.C. to accept the nation's highest military award from President Barack Obama on Johnson's behalf. The proceedings will be streamed live at Albany City Hall, where several big screen TVs are being erected for public viewing. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.